broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Bill Hendrick.
World famous Phil Henry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast. Welcome as we take a little bit of a stroll through the looking glass here of media and talk radio, the Alice in Wonderland of talk radio shows where reality is our bitch. California is banning televisions that consume too much energy, and we're going to be talking with Lee Rollhaus from the National Bureau of Audio and Video Engineers. Obama predicts Khalid Sheikh Mohammed will be convicted. Was this a screw-up on the part of the president in terms of a president of the United States possibly polluting a jury pool by making a statement like that? And Johnny Depp is the sexiest man alive, if you didn't know. 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. We also have news for you on the Sarah Palin book tour, which is just going great guns, you know. But first off, as we start the program, I thought the story here was quite interesting from our state here in California, but I think it's obviously is going to affect the rest of the country. If this works here, you know how it goes. Let me apologize first for all the bad ideas that have ever come out of California and any good ideas that have come out of California. From Sacramento, though, power-hungry TVs. You know your big-screen TV?
Yeah, the one. I got one.
Well, they're going to be banned from store shelves in California after state regulators on Wednesday adopted a first-in-the-nation mandate. They're not going to ban big-screen TVs, but really power-hungry television sets, and those are the TV sets with these screens up to 58 inches. And Lee Rollhaus with this with the National Bureau of Audio and Video Engineers joins us. Lee, have I got that right? In other words, if it's a big-screen TV, it's going to be banned?
The idea is to ban any television that's going to be consuming an inordinate amount of energy, and most of the big-screen TVs that you're seeing out there right now are consuming probably somewhere in the neighborhood of up to 8% more, and you've got television sets. The thing to remember is that a TV accounts for about 10% of a home's electricity use. Our concern with our organization and the government's concern is that the energy draw will rise by as much as 8% a year as people start buying bigger TVs.
And it says on a unanimous vote, the California Energy Commission required all new televisions up to 58 inches to be more energy efficient beginning in 2011. Is that where it's going to stand, just a more energy efficient TV?
Well, the requirement's going to be tougher in 2013 with only, a quarter of all television sets right now that are currently on the market meet that standard. Mr. Henry, so with the standard getting tougher in 2013, there's going to have to be a retooling of the industry standards.
Well, I want to get into that, but I want to just get the lay of the land on this thing. And our number, by the way, folks, 877-876-PHIL. If you have a question, we're going to get to phone calls in our next segment. But the question that I have for you is, you say the TV's larger than 58 inches. How many do they sell? Do you know?
Well, if you could repeat that question.
How many of these TVs that are larger than 58 inches, what is the percentage of those that are sold?
Well, there's more than, not really much higher than 3% of the market, Phil.
3%, that's it?
That's correct. They wouldn't be covered by the rule. It's a concession to independent retailers that sell these high-end home theater TVs, but they will be regulated in the future. All of new television sets that are going to be up to 58 inches have got to come under these standards. And so, that's the give and the take of this business. The environmental groups are supporting the tougher standards. Our organization supports these tougher standards.
And you do?
Yes, we do.
Why is that?
Well, we hope that they're going to prompt manufacturers to make new energy-efficient models for the rest of the country. These rules are going to cut California's power bill by $1 billion a year. They're going to avoid the need to build a 500-megawatt power plant, which is very expensive. And I know a lot of these people say that many of the manufacturers say this is going to limit the consumer's choice and harm California retailers because consumers could buy their TVs out of state. But I would say that these regulations are going to go nationwide, so if people think they're going to buy their TVs out of state and get around the regulation that way, it's not going to happen. What we're advocating, Phil, our organization, is a mandatory reduction in television viewing, not mandatory, a voluntary, to avoid a mandatory reduction in the availability of channels.
All right, there's a lot of stuff that you're saying here, so let's go through it one at a time. First of all, television sets up to 58 inches. This is the state of California. And the reason why we're mentioning this, folks, is as you know, when California passes some kind of a law that seems to make sense or begins to work for a state this size, other states follow suit. California, with TV sets up to 58 inches, these televisions have got to be more energy efficient.
That is correct, yes.
And then we have the regulation of 58-inch TVs and bigger. Eventually, that'll be coming.
Within the next couple of years, by 2013, I think you're going to see mandatory regulation of the energy consumption of those television sets as well.
So all of this pointing toward using less energy. Your organization advocates using the TV less?
Yes, we do, because, the idea that the government will mandatory regulate the number of channels available speaks to less television viewing. And the reason why they want less television viewing is to lessen the energy consumption if these standards don't work. Given the fact that people are going to be buying bigger and bigger television sets, and when I gave you that statistic, Phil, of 10% of a home's electricity, that's quite a bit of electricity. And we're afraid that these standards that are being set are just not going to get it done. And so we have asked the government, we've interceded, our group and a number of other trade organizations, that this become voluntary.
That people voluntarily just watch less television.
That's correct, and we've given examples, and through our trade organization, other trade organizations, the kinds of channels to watch, to expand your viewing experience, to see television that perhaps you haven't seen before. And that would be CNN, Bet TV. There are a couple of other channels we've got here, the Green Channel, Herd TV. We've got a flyer. This is attached to the information we mail out to homes, Logo TV, PBS.
Now, why these channels?
Well, we think that these channels are not viewed as much as the other channels, and so it puts these channels on a fair playing field. As opposed to those other channels that have dominated the airwaves.
Well, you've mentioned what channels? Now, CNN, MSNBC.
CNN, MSNBC, Brain Channels, Current TV, Logo, PBS, and Bet.
Now, all of those channels, one could argue, are liberal or progressive channels. So why would you say to people voluntarily limit your television viewing to those channels and others like them? Are you trying to prop up the president or his particular ideological view when it comes to the environment?
Well, I think it does give us a better opportunity to get the president's message out.
But your organization is nonpartisan.
We're completely nonpartisan. We don't have as the saying goes, a dog in the hunt. But we need to continually monitor the kind of television viewing that we watch, so that the president's message can get out there a little bit better. Right now,
Why not say to people, if we have to limit our TV viewing because of the energy involved in watching these big screen televisions or what have you, why not say watch Fox TV 2 or watch any of these other channels?
Well, Fox Television has got a lion's share of the audience right now. I don't think they need any more people to watch them, and so I think it's time that people watch these other channels. And with mandatory government restriction coming, we're trying to get ahead of the ball and tell people that before the government mandatorily restricts the number of channels that are available, that you voluntarily switch over to these channels to watch these different channels.
But being nonpartisan, I have to ask you, Lee, why does you keep talking about these channels and you say to me that you want the president's message to get out there?
Think it's a better opportunity for President Obama's message on the environment as well as on the public policy regarding the domestic or international affairs to get out there. That's right. But we're not a partisan organization at all. We just want to see people watch these other channels because Fox Television, the other channels, TBS or some of the channels that show a lot of war movies and show a more conservative viewpoint, have already got plenty of viewers. And
but you're nonpartisan, but you want them to watch. All right, I mean, you know,
it's all part of people voluntarily. We're asking people to voluntarily watch these channels, PBS, BET, the Green Channel, Current, MSNBC, before the government mandates come down the pike.
We're talking here with Lee Rollhouse. He's with the National Audio Video Engineer Bureau. It's a trade organization of television and obviously television radio engineers who are talking about the California Energy Commission that has unanimously voted to require all new television sets up to 58 inches be more energy efficient beginning in 2011. And after 2011, they're going to be demanding more energy efficient TVs that are 58 inches and larger, even though they don't account for much in terms of actual sales, less than 3%.
Less than 3%, but like any automobile, you know, that's guzzling a lot of gasoline, these televisions, even though it's a very small portion of the market, Phil, these televisions do use a lot of energy. The best way to go before the government steps in and begins to limit the number of channels available, which would mean a limited amount of television to watch, is to show a good faith effort, consumers showing the government that they're making the effort at watching less television and watching these channels. That will, I think, get the president's message out.
Are you asking people to watch CNN, MSNBC, the Green Channel, and so forth, so that the government will see that people are watching the kinds of channels they should watch and will not implement these mandates?
Well, that is a consideration, and we've talked about that in some of the meetings that we've had with industry executives and also some government representatives. We don't want the government coming in and mandating fewer channels. If we can show the government that the American people are making a good faith effort at watching channels that cover the president more favorably, we may be able to avoid that.
All right, we're talking with Lee Rollhouse here from the National Audio Video Engineers Bureau. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. The California Energy Commission is now requiring all new television sets after 2011 be more energy efficient. 58-inch TVs on up be more energy efficient after 2013. It's going to be an effort to conserve energy. And he's talking about efforts to conserve energy having to do with watching less television. The government may step in and mandate fewer channels. And Lee's organization is recommending that people begin to watch channels that are more friendly toward President Obama's message so that the government not step in and make this mandatory. A good faith effort is what he's calling it. 877-876-PHIL here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. 877-876-PHIL. Back with Lee Rollhouse on the California TV energy requirements right after this.
Phil Henry.
I got a cup of goat's milk. Just goat's milk. That's all I like.
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
877-876-PHIL. We're discussing a kind of interesting question here in the state of California, where the California Energy Commission today required that all new television sets up to 58 inches be more energy efficient. Televisions require or account for about 10%, according to Lee Rollhouse, our guest, 10% of a home's electricity use. And the energy draw is going to rise by as much as 8% a year as consumers buy larger televisions. And Lee, you're telling us that for the most part, people need to voluntarily limit their TV viewing, but also limit to the kinds of TV shows and channels they watch.
Yeah, because what we're trying to avoid is having the government, the FCC, and the Department of Commerce, Department of Energy, we're trying to avoid, you know, them mandating fewer channels and putting those channels in the hands of the government. Right now, what we're telling people, watch the channels that are going to present President Obama's view more fairly, and that's the black television, BET TV.
You mean BET?
It's BET, yes, and PBS, Logo.
Now, what is Logo?
Logo is a gay network, shows the gay lifestyle. And it's an educational channel.
Current TV is Al Gore's TV?
No, it's not necessarily, which I think it was founded by Al Gore, but it's a lot of people who create their own kind of television, the Green Channel and so forth. And if we can get people to voluntarily do this, Phil, is what I'm saying, we can get people, we can keep the government from eventually stepping in and controlling which channels we watch.
877-876-PHIL is the number here in the Phil Henry Show. We'll go to a phone call right now. And this is Mike. Mike, you're on the Phil Henry Show with Lee Rollhouse. Go ahead, sir.
Well, you folks are talking about limiting the channels to watch to show that you're using reduced television usage. As I recall, they tried to do something like that back in Nazi Germany by limiting the books that you could read. Our country is based on freedom and freedom of everything.
Right.
And if you start limiting the channels people can watch and telling people what books they can read, that is not America. That is not American, and I don't believe that's President Obama's message.
We're not saying, first of all, television was invented. We didn't used to have television. If we didn't have television, there wouldn't be a problem like what you're saying. So I don't know that you have a right to watch TV, but you certainly have a right to information. I agree with the gentleman there. But you make a mistake. Nazi Germany did not have television. It was the 1930s.
No, sir, but they did burn books.
You misstated what you were saying there.
No, but he's saying that they burned books.
They burned books. They weren't allowed to read.
He also mentioned television.
You read, give you the correct message. You say if we watch the right channels, we'll get the president's message correctly.
Essentially, I want to make sure by eliminating channels,
and you want people to watch channels that deliver a message that they want people to hear, rather than watching channels that give the message people don't want to hear.
Well, only a good faith effort to show the government that people are listening to the president's message.
What does watching the logo channel, though, have to do with the president's message? That's a gay channel.
That's a liberal channel. You're absolutely right. It doesn't even include the president.
Quite honestly, sir, I do. When I watch television, I watch movies. I pay $130 a month for cable television. I live in Anchorage, Alaska, television is limited. We have four local stations. I watch movies. Outside of that, I watch the National Geographic Channel. I watch the Discovery Channel. I watch the Sci-Fi Channel. Occasionally, I watch the news. But the news has become so
the movie channels are what we're concerned with more than anything else.
Why?
Well, the movie channels are what are considered to be by some superfluous kinds of programming.
So what you're truly saying is that a book that's meant for entertainment purposes, for example, I haven't talked about books.
I'm not talking about books at all.
They directly relate to each other.
You said Nazi Germany had television. I had to correct you.
This gentleman never said that Nazi Germany had television. He never said that.
No.
Nazi Germany burned
books that were considered unacceptable because they gave the wrong message. My wife reads a book every two or three days. I don't read the book. I watch the movie on TV. And you're telling me, and you're telling everybody
that's the same thing as burning a book.
Why do you say that's the same thing as burning a book?
Well, if he's only watching a movie but not reading a book.
I'm asking because Lee said that you watching the movie instead of reading the book is like burning the book. And I'm asking Lee, why do you say that?
Well, because I think that if you watch the book instead of reading the movie, you're burning the movie. And
you mean burning the book?
He's burning the book.
Sir, you got so much hot air.
That's what you're doing.
You should be a steam engine.
No,
if you believe in books,
why aren't you reading them instead of watching the movie?
I read books for knowledge. I watch movies for entertainment.
No, but you said you read the book.
For knowledge, and I watch movies for entertainment.
Which books do you burn?
He's not burning books. He doesn't burn any books.
In the past, they have burned books to eliminate the possibility of people getting a message that the government did not want them to hear.
Right. I see. That, and I understand what this gentleman's saying. Thank you, sir, very much. It's a good point. 877-876-PHIL. We'll be back with Lee Rollhouse on the possibility that the government might mandate the limit the number of channels we're watching because of the energy consumption of television. Should we be watching channels friendly to President Obama to keep that from happening? The world-famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL.
Phil Hendry.
You completely cut me off. He said that the Nazis had the wide world of sports.
World famous Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL is our number. If you'd like to watch us on live streaming video or listen to us on live streaming audio, you can do that at philhendryshow.com. And on that channel, on that website, I should say, is where we have the audio and video of our show. You can watch the show. We've got a camera running right now into our studio, as well as listen to it if you're not near an affiliate, of course. And you can download the audio of the show the following day at philhendryshow.com. With us is Lee Rollhouse from the National Bureau of Audio and Video Engineers. We're talking about the California Energy Commission's decision to limit energy use, to limit television consumption of energy, because it's going to be rising at the clip of 8% a year. And a lot of that, Lee, in your mind, has to do, of course, with TV viewing. What about the fact that we can address this problem through, and we're going to get to some phone calls, but I just want you to answer this one question. How about addressing this problem exclusively through the technology, that is, making the TVs more energy efficient?
Well, you know, Phil, that's not a bad idea. I mean, I've advocated for a long time that televisions become more energy efficient so the government keeps its hands off of the TV viewing of people. That'll work for programs like football and baseball and sports because the government recognizes that the people need that kind of programming. It's escapist and it's acceptably escapist programming. And you're going to want to have the big screen TVs for that. But you need to conserve the energy that people are going to use for that kind of TV viewing. So how do you do that? Well, you can't do it entirely with technology. You have to do it with limiting the viewing. And the way to limit viewing is to limit your viewing to these channels like this gentleman that I spoke with a moment ago talked about the Science Channel. That's a channel that endorses the idea that of evolution and also endorses the global warming ideas. And these are ideas that former Vice President Gore supports, and once the former Vice President recognizes the American people are educating themselves, watching his channel and the Science Channel, then his communications with President Obama will be very positive. And you might say he'll give a big thumbs up on not mandating the... Otherwise, people are going to not be able to watch these channels they want to watch, and we don't want to see that happen.
Well, like the guy said, it sounds very Orwellian to me.
It's not Orwellian. It's just, you know, let President Obama get his say in. And people are watching Fox TV far too much, probably. And if you look at it objectively, I'm sure you'd all agree. Even people who watch Fox TV would agree they watch too much of Fox TV. And they should watch more of the logo channel and the channels that will not promote, but will show you the gay lifestyles and the lifestyle of the minorities. And, of course, National Geographic shows you African and Asian bush people. And so you get a better idea of how much more people suffer, and we've got it pretty good in this country.
All right, 877-876-PHIL, the number here, 877-876-PHIL. Back to a phone call. This is Robert listening to us in Houston. Robert, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Lee Rollhouse. Go ahead.
Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
No disrespect to your guest. My concern is the agenda. The agenda. I mean, no disrespect, but this sounds like a load of crap. It really does. I mean, when you start trying to decide what channels and what people can watch, where does it end? Where does it end?
Right. I think it's a very good question. I think it's a very good question. Here's what
it,
I think
it never
can happen.
Will.
Well, here's what I think can happen. If we voluntarily watch Logo and BET or BET or and Obama and Gore are satisfied that we're watching the message that they want, then they will.
I don't care.
Get together and say it's okay for you to watch. No one's talking about limiting football or baseball, if that's what your concern is.
I don't think that's the gentleman's concern.
Yeah. I don't care what they want me to watch.
No one's going to limit hockey. They're not limiting hockey. They're not limiting baseball. They're just saying, if you've watched the Logo Channel, it may be something that you enjoy. I don't know.
Well, I watch everything. National Geographic,
right.
Sports. I watch everything. That's my choice. That's my decision. You can't tell people what you've brought up Fox numerous times, and their agenda.
Have you ever watched Queer as Folk or The L Word? Have you watched those shows at all?
What is the show?
I was asking the gentleman if he's ever watched Queer as Folk or The L Word.
Queer as Folk? No, those are gay.
Episodic television. Yes.
Yes, we watched it. Yeah, we watched it right with the Sopranos. It was our.
There you are.
Yeah, we'll watch
that.
That
would be acceptable then.
Yeah, we watch that stuff. But it's our choice. But my problem is, I see a pattern here. I believe that they're using the energy so-called crisis as a conduit to control what people are going to watch. And once you start doing that, where does it end?
Where does it end?
I'm sorry?
Well, again, we're a nonpartisan trade organization, sir.
You've said that, but you don't sound like it. You're saying that people are watching too much Fox, and you're stressing the point that people need to hear Al Gore and Obama's message. People don't need anything.
Al Gore and Obama are in touch with each other, and they will compare notes. And if they find out, for instance, that you, sir, are watching hockey or watching some movie about the Alamo, that is going to go into the equation as to whether or not they decide to limit your TV.
It's none of their business.
What has that got to do with whether or not this guy? What is Al Gore? He's not even in the government anymore.
Al Gore is in touch with the president. We just prefer that you voluntarily give up Fox News and watch Current and MSNBC, so that Al Gore and other members of the global energy SWAT can be satisfied.
This is just like a liberal, you guys are making it sound like it's the
Brave New World thing.
Well, it sounds that way to us. Yeah,
please.
When you're saying I got to make
please.
Al Gore happy.
Hey,
I think you're taking it out of context.
This is just like when a liberal reporter is interviewing a conservative politician or view, and they cut them off. They turn the mic off.
All we're trying to do is redistribute viewers from Fox to more agreeable networks like MSNBC, and I don't see a problem with that. I'm sure that if you thought about it, you wouldn't either.
All right. Well, listen, sir, I thank you for your call. 877-876-PHIL. 877-876-PHIL. I hope you're understanding what these callers are saying, Lee, that it sounds like they don't get to watch the kind of TV they want to watch.
Well, no, they don't get to watch the kind of TV. They don't get to watch the kind of TV they want to watch right now. And I'll give you an example of that, Phil. I'm sure a lot of men listening to you right now would like to see, you know, these adult movies. Well, they don't get to see those adult movies unless they pay a steep monthly fee, and they're not watching it with their child. So they don't, you see how it's limited? We're just saying let's limit it to the point where Obama and Gore and those that Obama consults with on a daily basis, if you watch Queer as Folk and you watch the lesbian programming, you're going to get a better chance at not having the government just take the television sets out of your house, because that's the last step if the energy usage is not acceptable.
Take the TVs out of our houses?
Not literally, but there won't be any programming. You'll have a box in the living room that you're looking at.
877-876-PHIL. Let's go over to Steve. Steve, you're on the Phil Henry Show with Lee Rollhouse. Go ahead, sir.
Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
He's telling sounds more like he is a government employee than he is an independent. You've interrupted every person that's called in so far.
The one guy said the Nazis had television. I had to correct that.
Well, you can correct me after I finish. If you'll hush, I'll speak, and you can speak.
I apologize.
The government taking over my television speaks of Nazism. Now, I don't think the government should control what I watch as long as I'm paying for what I watch. I don't want to watch the lesbian channel or the homosexual channel or the black channel. I choose not to watch those. I don't want to.
Yes, sir.
Now, what I watch is nobody's business in my own home, as long as it's something that I'm paying for through Dish Network or cable. Now, what you're talking about with Al Gore and Obama wanting to know what I watch, it's like the other gentleman said, it's none of their business what I'm watching. It's not interfering with anything.
You know they're tracking what you watch right now. You know that. Not very difficult. If you were watching more acceptable programming like a lesbian show or a show
acceptable
that believes in abortion.
Acceptable to who?
Acceptable to the political viewpoint of President Obama, he would be more open to allowing you to watch more shows.
I didn't vote.
I understand
for
you don't.
And I don't agree with it.
I understand that.
So
but he
I
has,
don't have to
right
watch
now we've got an, ener-
Obama likes.
An energy consumption problem. And what do we do? How do we control the energy used by these TVs? Well, you can improve the technology, but that's not going to happen as fast as we want. So if we would voluntarily watch CNN, and Fox Television has enough viewers, they don't need
any
more.
That's a backdoor way of watching propaganda is what it is, and that's what you're purporting to do. It's a backdoor way of forcing us to watch propaganda. That's what you're trying to get us to do.
You use the term backdoor, but
you are as guilty as
the lesbian channel.
And the other
people. No, sir. No, we are a nonpartisan organization. But look, Discovery Health is a pro-health care. No, sir. Discovery Health is a pro-health care, pro-choice channel. If you watch that channel, the input that Gore gives to Obama is positive on your home. And that translates into you having more time to watch whatever it is you watch, ball hockey or fishing or. But if he does not have that information, then you have to have your programming choices limited. That's what we're trying to say.
Yeah, but you're not hearing what the people are saying here.
Well, then you don't get to watch ball. Then you don't get to watch ball hockey.
Phil, he has his own agenda.
What?
What
do you mean ball?
I care what other people think.
I do care, but I'm a nonpartisan representative of an organization that's trying to give you. Do you? I can ask you this question: do you watch ball hockey?
No.
Okay.
No.
All right. I'll write that down. I thought for sure you did.
Why would you think?
All right.
That?
Look. Why would you think that?
Why would you think that? Based on what I've seen, what gives you that opinion?
You sound like the kind of man that would be able to understand that sport.
I didn't say I didn't understand it. You didn't ask me that question. You asked if I watched it, and my answer was no. Do I understand it? Of course I do.
You understand ball hockey?
I have a doctorate degree. I understand a lot of it, sure. I've watched it before. I don't currently watch it.
What is ball hockey? I don't even know what that is.
Okay, I'll give you another question. Have you watched Discovery Health's series on abortion?
No. I have a stand on abortion based on my religious beliefs.
that wipes out. But the positive that you just said about ball hockey is wiped out by abortion.
Well, I don't understand that. I don't understand that at all.
I said the positive in that you do understand ball hockey was just wiped out by the fact that you don't watch the abortion channel. You see what I mean? This is what I mean.
How could you come up with that?
Al Gore, because abortion is the, you know, that's the stand, my understanding of liberals, that they believe in it. And if you said you did watch the abortion channel, that would go down as a plus. But when you said no, the plus was that you did watch ball hockey. For you. You watch ball hockey, that's a plus. You don't watch the abortion channel.
What? Wait, hold on. What is the abortion channel?
It's a new channel that is being endorsed by Gore and his wife.
What?
And his wife, Tipper?
Why is it necessary that I have pluses
all right.
in my...
I got it.
Because we are trying
Why
to
is
say
it necessary
your
that
TV
I have a
viewing...
Or a minus?
Because if you have too many minuses, then that adds up to the government mandating limiting your TV viewing. So you don't get to watch what you want to watch, regardless of what you say.
Well, that's what we've been talking about, and that the government would step in and mandate and limit the number of channels that people are watching because they don't watch the abortion channel.
I like the gentleman's laughing. I'm glad that he's laughing. I really am.
I'm laughing because you're so ridiculous. You are
I am.
Totally ridiculous.
And
yes,
then
you
missed the article today.
You're
you
telling me that I have to watch the government channels or they're going to limit to me what I watch.
I
the same thing.
Do you watch the comedy stand-up specials? Do you watch the comedy stand-up specials on black TV?
No.
No, you don't, do you? Okay.
That's, no.
I mean, all you're doing is digging the hole deeper and deeper.
Well, all right. So, in other words, if a guy doesn't watch the approved channels like the one for Al Gore, hey, Lee, thanks, or not Lee, the gentleman we're talking to right now is Steve. Steve, thanks so much. If a guy doesn't watch a stand-up comedy...
I'm nonpartisan, Phil.
You said that, but if you don't watch stand-up comedy on BET and you don't watch the abortion channel, which I didn't know even though there was one.
Yeah, it's being proposed by a consortium. There's different science channels have gotten together for the abortion channel and different channels. I'm saying to the people listening to your program, you might as well start watching these channels so that Obama will get some sense that you are listening to him and not just hanging around Fox TV all day long. Soaking up all of their nonsense. That's, you know, the way Obama would put it. So soak up something from the lesbian shows and the abortion channels, and we've got a fighting chance to save television.
Well, we've gone a long way from limiting the energy the TVs consume. Now we're talking about watching the abortion channel and ball hockey and...
Oh, you mean ball hockey. You meant the abortion channel and black comedy.
Ball hockey, the abortion channel, and black comedy, and maybe then we'll save TV.
Yeah.
877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry.
No, I didn't say ball hockey. He did.
Phil Henry.
World-famous Phil Henry Show, 877-876-PHIL. We're going to go to another phone call. You mentioned something, the abortion channel.
That is correct, yeah.
And this is a new channel?
It's a channel that shows what they would call the positive effects of having an abortion. It shows a woman. It talks about how traumatic it is, yes, but then it shows the other side, which is a woman dancing and having dinner with her husband and sailing and hunting and doing things that women like to do after she's had this procedure. And so it's more of a positive view. And Al Gore and Nancy Pelosi have gotten together to review the viewership of this. I would suggest people go and call their cable provider and request the abortion channel so that they're covered, so that when the government looks at viewing habits, they'll know that, all right, people are watching this channel. We can click that off.
All right, I got to go remote. Jessica in Worcester, Massachusetts. Jessica, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead, you're on with Lee Rollhouse.
Hi, how are you?
Hi. Good, ma'am.
I'm wondering, have you not figured out that this guy is a fraud? He is...
Well, you know what? I want to ask you right up front here, Lee. Are you joking about this?
Well, you can call my organization, and if you think
and
I'm
your
joking,
organization is
I'm getting paid.
Funded.
I'm,
if your organization
I'm getting
is
paid
$150,000.
Excuse me, ma'am. You called me a fraud, and I want to respond to that. I get paid $150,000 a year to carry the message of our trade organization across the country. I'm trying to get consumers alerted to the fact that Obama and Gore want a kind of viewing habit that is going to, if we don't voluntarily do this, they're going to do it for us.
Okay.
That is absolutely incorrect.
I've worked in television. There is no way that Obama and Gore or whoever you
We're
think
out of time.
Is going to do this.
We're out of time.
We don't have any more time. Sorry.
Phil Hendry. We're all out of time.